It's time for the Farm to Table segment, brought to you by DuPont Pioneer. From world-class genetics to local on-farm agronomy to agronomy trials, rather, to a team of local professionals, DuPont Pioneer is with you. And we'd like to welcome Mike Funk, who's been patiently waiting. Mike, hello.
Thank you.
Mike, you are with Funk's Maple Syrup. We all know about maple syrup in Funk's Grove. Describe your business and the history of the business.
Well, I am Central Illinois corn and soybean grower, but this time of the year, we are definitely in maple mode. So we're here at Funk's Grove. Our season is about 4 to 6 weeks in length and usually starts middle of February and goes to the middle of March.
Fifth generation maple syrup producers, and you spell it S-I-R-U-P. Why that spelling?
Well, our founding relative, Hazel Funk Holmes, started this business in the 1920s, and back then, Webster's separated the syrup spellings. The S-I-R-U-P spelling means that you're boiling sap to make your syrup, and the S-Y-R-U-P spelling was used for adding fruit or sugar to fruit juices. And so she really wanted to make it very clear that this was a pure product that was made only from boiling the sap from the maple tree.
That's right. Some of the best stuff you can get. And when we talk about production, let's talk about timing. Syrup season. When is syrup season?
It is whenever we start to get temperatures above freezing. So we need nights in the 20s and then days up in the 40s. And that's what really makes the flow happen.
How does freezing and thawing have an effect?
It has to do with pressures inside the tree as the cells contract and when they enlarge by the flow of the sap. There's been tests show there's as much as 35 pounds pressure on a tap hole in a tree. So when they really flow like that, it just gushes out.
Tell us, how do you tap the trees to get the sap out?
Well, we drill a new tap hole each year just with a drill about an inch and a half deep into the tree, about less than a half inch in diameter, and that's deep enough to where you pierce the layer where the sap is flowing, and then you pound in a spout and you hang a bucket on it, and for about 4 weeks before that tap hole seals up and heals, people are amazed about how much sap they can collect from a healthy tree.
Absolutely. And besides the buckets, there's been new technology now. Or tell us about that new technology.
Well, in farming, we've got precision technology, and now the maple industry is no different. They're always looking for a easy, more efficient way of doing things. And so we're stretching tubing or pipelines between the trees to collect the sap, and using pumps at the end of the line to pull the sap out of the tubing, and I tell you, a guy that's 60 years old and is really tired of carrying buckets around really appreciates that.
I imagine it's a big bicep industry if you look at it that way.
Yeah, exactly.
Talk about the traditional method is boiling. Do you still do that?
Yes. As a matter of fact, boiling is really essential part of the process because that heat of the boiling caramelizes the sugar in the sap, and that's where you get the flavor and the color to the syrup. So if you were just to separate water from the sap, it would just have a sweet taste. It wouldn't have that nice maple flavor.
Tell us about how reverse osmosis has started to be a factor here.
It is a very big move in the maple industry. It started back in the 1970s, I guess, and has gotten bigger and bigger. It is a membrane. It involves a membrane that water will pass through, but the sugar will not. So it's been used for a long time in water purification, but now it's being used to separate the water from our tree sap, and it really cuts the boiling time in half by separating some of that water before we boil.
Well, fantastic. Now, how do you get the word out about it, and where do you buy it?
We are located on Route 66. We sell about 80% of our syrup there at the store from March through August. And we have a website where you can go to that website during the day, during the season, find out when we're boiling, and you can come out and see it done. Our web address is funkspuremaplesyrup.com.
Funkspuremaplesyrup.com. Mike Funk from Funk's Grove. Again, fifth-generation maple syrup producer, and thank you for being a guest on Farm to Table, brought to you by DuPont Pioneer. From world-class genetics to local on-farm agronomy trials to a team of local professionals, DuPont Pioneer is with you.